Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
So who says cash is cringe? Who says that?
It's got to be the kids, Vinny.
It's Gen Z.
I like to have some cash on me. You just never know. And cash, I say, is king.
Yeah. I mean, I don't always carry cash, but I do think, what do you mean cringe? Just because your mom and dad fill your little Apple thing with money doesn't mean that you should turn down cash because it might make you look like you're old like the rest of us who do sometimes pay with cash. It's very strange to be like, oh, Gen Zers say, cash is cringe and makes you seem out of touch.
I hate cash.
Okay, all right.
It's disgusting.
Of course she does. Let's hear it.
It gets all over you. It makes you have to wash your hands after you touch it.
What?
It's disgusting. It's covered in cocaine.
Oh.
Well, we've all heard that. You're not wrong.
But,
or
20,
fecal
everybody.
Matter. Who knows? I mean, it's getting around.
Yeah.
And you don't know who handled it.
Most cash, I don't remember the statistics of this, but most cash in circulation is being used for illegal activity. Like, that's why it's still so popular.
That's ridiculous.
It's the truth.
I sold a surfboard the other day to a guy for $500. He gave me 500 clean 100, or sorry, 100. Five clean $100 bills, and I was happy to drive away with it. I didn't for 1 second go, and I'm pretty hypochondriac myself, but I didn't for 1 second go, oh, cringe, throw that on the seat and not touch it until someone, I'll have my kids come get it.
Wouldn't it be nice, though, if, you know, he just paid you to your bank account via Venmo?
You know what?
You didn't have to worry about getting robbed or losing it.
I wasn't worried about getting robbed. I don't know what to tell you, but I feel like I can handle myself over $500.
Vinny gave me some cash the other day for his Halloween costume, and I was stressed all day with it in my pocket.
Oh my God,
he gave it to me. I put it in my pocket. I immediately washed my hands, and all day I'm like, oh my God, I hope it doesn't fall out.
What did you do with it then?
We have a little cash supply at my house.
Like a jar.
A jar of dirty money.
For when cash is the only option.
I didn't even think of that, but you know what I did think of? When did I pay you that money?
I don't
Friday?
Know, Monday?
The minute I walked in, I didn't even come into the studio. I had the money in my pocket. I walked it right into you. I want to make sure people I owe money get paid the second they see me. I didn't want you to be like, that scumbag owes me money and he's ducking me.
10 of it was in ones. I'm like, what do I want these ones for?
Well, Vinny? I'll tell you why I used the ones. Because I went and got singles to tip the people downstairs. And there was a point where I went, I can't do this anymore. I can't. You guys got to keep my spot open. That's it. And they've been doing that. But so I gave you the ones that I got. What in the world?
Just saying, it's gross.
I like to have cash on me.
Yeah.
And it's not gross. And if you ever are uncomfortable with your cash, you can give it to us.
Over half of the youngsters
we'll
say,
save you.
Cash is a last resort, which is what she just said. We keep it in case there's nothing else.
You know, there's this place in Sausalito. It's a fish restaurant. I actually think it's called Fish. Ding, ding, shame. And they, whatever the fresh catch is right there on the docks, they take it and they, that's like what they serve that day. So it's, you know, kind of luck of the draw.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. It's so fresh and so good. And they are cash only. And conveniently, they have an ATM in their building.
Of course they do. And they probably have an investment in the ATM to get a piece of that.
I'm sure they do.
That service charge.
And it's a $3 charge on that one.
And they probably get a buck out of that.
And they also don't have to pay the 3% that it costs them to process your credit card or 2% or whatever it is. A lot of places, they're like, there's a sub shop right down the street from me. And I walk over there and they're like, cash is preferred. I'm like, luckily for you, I brought cash because I know you like that.
Right.
I just feel like I like cash. It's funny. I can't even understand why anybody wouldn't. But okay, it's filthy and you're afraid it'll fall out of your pocket. Okay.
As
but I'm
I said,
also fine with you PayPaling or Venmoing me. I think that's actually more convenient.
I wasn't
going to
tell
convenient.
The guy no, oh, but when he convenient. Handed me cash, I went, great, thanks. I didn't. Trip.
You did, right. You didn't think about it.
I drove away with the money and thought, all right.
I'm selling this to you for legal tender. Forget it.
Here's the Christmas shopping dough or whatever.
Mm, sure.
Little cash and pot. Hand the missus. Last night, the missus had to go out. I handed her $100 because she had to go to Talia's birthday. It's a whole thing. And I was like, bye. Here's $100. I just happen to have one. Here. Put it in your pocket.
Let me peel that off my wad.
Ay, filthy. Mm. I didn't even think of the money I paid her. I thought I was being a good person who was paying you back in a timely manner. I should have known that, you know, my filthy money isn't welcome here.
Oh, God, I'm stressed out now. I have filthy, filthy money in my stupid, stupid pocket.
It's only $40.
I can still smell it.
I love the smell of money. I'll, like, ruffle it in my nose and just inhale all the terrible germs and the dirt and the felt and the cocaine.
Smell it, she says. Wow. Mm. Okay.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.